Oh, hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're gonna start a new life under the sea.
So, am I gonna drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. And as promised, we are at Beneath the Sea in New Jersey, the largest consumer dive show in the United States of America. We've made a little trek up here to the Northeast to hang out with our Northeastern diving, scuba diving friends. And had a big time across the river in New York City yesterday. We'll tell you all about that in just a bit. But we're set up at the entrance of Beneath the Sea. We're giving away a liveaboard trip, thanks to our friends at Explorer Ventures, on the next Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise to one lucky Northeastern diver, maybe. So all they have to do is come by, say hi, fill out an entry, and we're going to recruit a mermaid wrangler. And as you can plainly see through your radio today, we have two star-studded Scuba Radio mermaids, our tried-and-true mermaid, head mermaid. We haven't come up with the official title, but she is the mermaid in charge. Mermaid Angela, sporting a sparkly blue mermaid tail, one of our fresh mermaid tails from our friends at Mermagic. How you doing, Angela?
I'm doing great, Greg. We're having an awesome time. The show just opened, Beneath the Sea, and it's going to be a great weekend.
It is. It already has been a great weekend, and we're celebrating a lot of things here, including Mermaid Angela's three-year anniversary on Scuba Radio. This was her first event that she did with us 3 years ago right here at Beneath the Sea, and already many people have come up and said, "Hey, Angela, how you doing? Let me get another picture. Nice tail."
Yeah, we get the nice tail comments a lot.
Yes, exactly. So she is training one of our newest members, or putting her through the Scuba Radio hazing ceremony for Scuba Radio Mermaids, and that would be Yolanda. Yolanda, welcome to Scuba Radio. How are you doing?
I'm great. Thank you for having me today. It's been great saying hello to everybody and putting the tail on. It's been a fun time so far.
That's right. Now, she is sporting the red mermaid tail, and Yolanda is her name, and she likes to be, or I don't know, she said, just call me Yo. And that's going to be easy for me to even remember. You know, yo, hey, what up?
Yeah, so if you're not sure how to pronounce names, like, yo, hey, that's me. I'll answer.
Mermaid Yo. I like it. So she is here. She's kind of our mermaid in training. Angela has taken her under her fin. And who knows what will happen after this little weekend. She'll either come back or she'll never talk to us again. It's one or the other. That's usually how it works. You hear what I'm saying,
yo? I think I'll come back. You guys aren't too scary at all.
It's only one day into the show, so give her time.
All right,
we'll see what happens. But yeah, we have a lot of stuff to talk about today. We're giving away a liveaboard trip on the next Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise to one lucky Northeastern diver here that comes to Beneath the Sea. We have an Olympus underwater camera and housing that we're giving away. We have a $1,200 piece of treasure from our friends at Mel Fisher's Treasures down there in Key West to give away to one lucky diver here at Beneath the Sea as well. So it's a lot of cool stuff that we have for our friends that are coming out to join us this weekend. So if you're here in the show this weekend and you're in the Northeast area and you're thinking about coming to Beneath the Sea, hopefully I just guaranteed the fact that you are going to come by and say hi to us, because trust me, it's a lot of cool stuff we're giving away. But don't feel bad if you can't make it, because we will tell you what's going on here at the show in New Jersey this weekend over the next couple hours, and tell you about how to win some stuff right there at scubaradio.com on the new website. We got some stuff for you folks that can't make it and want to win stuff and take advantage of some of this stuff that we're giving away in New Jersey this weekend as well. So we got a lot of stuff to cover. First, however, as any dive show that we've done here in the past, if it's an example of what we do on Scuba Radio, we catch up with friends. He's turned into like almost like family reunions, like high school reunion type events, because all our buddies that we talk to on the phone week in and week out converge on these areas for the dive show, you know, shopping their wares, shopping their destinations and that kind of thing. And it gives us an opportunity to catch up with them face to face. And of course, there's a lot of diving celebrities here at Beneath the Sea. Now, one sitting next to me right now is my good buddy Richard Trico from the Bahamas Ministry of Tourism. How you doing, Richard?
Yeah, I'm doing great, Greg, and I'm honored to be in right here with such lovely tales around on the side of me. These mermaids that you have, they get looking better every year.
Yes, actually, Richard, right now we are sandwiched between two Scuba Radio mermaids. You are the meat of a Scuba Radio mermaid sandwich right now. How do you feel about that?
I think it's something a little fishy about around here, but it's good. It's good.
It's all good. Yeah, so you like the scenery.
I love it.
Yeah, so, you know, obviously, Richard, bringing a little vibe of the Bahamas to our northeastern friends up here that like to dive in the Caribbean. They like to get away out of this cold water, diving where they're, you know, swimming for, like, you know, dead bodies up here off the coast of Jersey. I don't know what they have here, but I would imagine the diving in the Bahamas a little bit better, even in their eyes.
And a lot warmer.
Less bodies, probably. Yeah. I think the odds of floating by a dead body in the Bahamas much less than it is maybe in New Jersey.
That's correct.
I don't know if that's in their marketing material for the Bahamas, but I'm just throwing it out there for you. Hear what I'm saying, Richard?
That's true. Because, I mean, man, after looking at these lovely tales you have here,
yes,
I think the Bahamas can't do no better than what you have right here.
Well, that's the whole idea.
And this will be a setup.
Well, the whole idea with the Scuba Radio Mermaids is to share the joy, to bring some of that sunshine, that Florida sunshine where we're based out of in Orlando or the Bahamas, for instance, and kind of bring that to our friends up north. Because it's a little cool outside up here this time of year.
It's a mite bit chilly outside.
Chilly, that's right. But inside, it's Caribbean sunshine like you get in the Bahamas 365 days a year, pretty much.
Right, and also I feel like a star just sitting there in front of this lobby with all these people here looking at us. And looks, they're not looking at me and you, but they're sure looking at these lovely tails you got here.
Yeah, me and you right now are looking like mermaid pimps or something.
Yeah,
I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, pimps.
Yes, hey, we do what we do just to make us look good or bad. I don't know, but we don't care, really. It is a nice spot to be, and a lot of other guys are quite envious of the situation. But, hey, it goes with the territory. You roll with the punches. You do what you got to do. Now, the Bahamas, we've been talking about this the last few weeks, have just launched a new website. Bahamasdiving.com has this booking engine where you can book trips to the Caribbean in the Bahamas to all these different destinations that you have, the 700 islands in the Bahamas, where you can pretty much soup to nuts, you can book it right there on the website, right?
Right. It's set up so all our operators, I mean, from the smallest to the largest, all can be incorporated and be booked at one major spot, especially on the web.
Yeah, and all the operators, whether it's Stuart Coves or Jeff from Small Hope Bay Lodge, or last week we talked to Brendel in Green Turtle Key, you know, they put up their specials from their dive operations right there on the website, and you can go to bahamasdiving.com and kind of pick and choose. So if you want to do a little island hopping from one island to the other, or you want to pick on one particular place, they have their latest specials right up there on the site for you to book, as well as airfare, too. You can book it now there, too, right?
Right. It makes it one-stop shopping. You know, you go to the website, if you're looking, just say you're looking, go to Abaco, Green Turtle Key, and you look up Brendel Stephen, you say, oh, I want to, like, look, let me check Brendel out, let me go down there.
I want to get some of his conch salad over there.
Right, you look on the website, you get his information, then you can book right on the spot.
Now, what do you find when you're up here in New Jersey and you're telling the divers up here, are they going to just go nuts when you tell them about the Bahamas? Because I would imagine, you know, right now, this time of year, they're really doing things like suffering a little bit from the cabin fever. They're starting to come out of their, you know, hibernation up here in the Northeast right now. And when you throw the Bahamas in their face, I would imagine it just like, woo, look, they wake up immediately. Yeah. Like they've just seen a Scuba Radio mermaid.
Yeah, it's like we open up the heavens because, you know, it's been cold and they've been suffering from a little cabin fever. Now they can go on their website and book the Bahamas, look at the Bahamas and also book it right from their, from their family room while they're watching TV and book the Bahamas.
That's right. Yeah, when they're watching TV and they're watching some travel show about going to the Bahamas, they can actually get online, just book it right there and go tomorrow.
Right. And along with our free companion airfare that we that we're using now. They can go book on the website, book the dive, and then go to Bahamas.com and book the airfare, which is a great program. It's been making it, like I say, bringing the Bahamas closer and making it easier to book.
Yeah, so you go to Bahamas.com, you can book the companion airfare, right, which basically buy one, get one kind of deal?
You pay for one, and then the companion fly free with you.
So you grab your dive buddy, and you tell them we're going to the Bahamas. You don't tell them about this companion airfare thing.
I mean, you surprise them.
Exactly. No, you don't surprise them. You don't tell them. You hear what I'm saying? I'm giving our listeners a tip here. Giving my diving friends that listen to Scuba Radio a tip. You don't tell them about the companion airfare. You tell them about the great deal they'll get it at Brendel's Place or Stewart's Place, Air and Nassau, or whatever, and get a nice little dive package together. Don't tell them about the companion airfare, and then you fly free. Yeah. You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah, and then you look great, huh?
Exactly. You look good because you're like, hey, he doesn't know it, but I just saved like $400, $300, whatever it is.
That's correct.
That's right. That's right. So you go to Bahamas.com for the airfare and then Bahamasdiving.com for the diving package.
I booked the diving package,
For hotel accommodations.
Because the hotel, you could also book with the Bahamas, the free air, the free companion airfare, you can book online and book the hotel as well. You can book the hotel and then go and book the dives.
Oh, okay. So just book a dive package with the destination of your choice right there, BahamasDiving.com. Right. All right. And once again, there's a lot of different specials there, a lot of different destinations. 700 islands in the Bahamas. How many of those are about inhabited where they would have, some diving availability?
About 32 of them are inhabited. But, you can go to all of them. You can take trips and go to spend a day on an island by yourself.
Yeah, have a little picnic out there or on your surface interval. Like in Green Turtle, Brenda was saying last week, you'll go dive and do your first dive. He'll grab a conch, maybe fix up some conch salad. Then they'll take the boat over to this little sandbar island, uninhabited place, camp out there for a couple hours. I'm telling you, it is truly the life every diver wants to live. And you live it every day because you're from there, right?
Yeah, I enjoy it all the time, I mean, I'm not enjoying it right now because I'm up here selling, but, I can't wait to get back.
Well you're sharing the joy, you know?
Yeah, that's right.
So the thing is, when we come up here for 3 days, we know we get to go back to nicer weather. They don't. So, I guess glad we're not them. Is that a fair? No.
I'm like you. I want to spread the love. You have this beautiful.
Yeah, spread the love.
I want to spread the love to all of them. I want to invite all people to take a look at a booking engine on Bahamas. On the
BahamasDiving.com.
Yes.
Yeah. BahamasDiving.com. Go there. The new booking engine in fully functional. Lots of great specials. Take advantage of it.
Okay. Bahamas.com. For that booking on our booking.
The companion airfare.
Companion airfare, yes.
Excellent. Well, Richard, great to see you. Get back here and work your booth. Let's turn these New Jersey divers into some Caribbean Bahamian folk. What do you think?
I love it.
All right, very good.
Thanks for having me, and I'm happy to be amongst these tales you have here.
He's enjoying being a mermaid sandwich, but who wouldn't? Come on. More coming up from Jersey next. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Oh, shark farts.
Now, if I was as rich as the Aga Khan, I'd tell you what I would do. Buy every man, woman, and child on this planet a mask and a snorkel too. Then I'd lead that wild migration, destination Waimea Bay. Then we'd splash our way around.
Oh, that sounds really nice. Thanks, Jimmy, for setting the mood for this segment of the world's first radio show devoted to diving in New Jersey, of all places. Even Jimmy comes up here every once in a while to get away from the hot weather that he sings about so often. But he's been seen up here in the New York area many times in the past. Now, in the mermaid hot seat here with me on Scuba Radio in at Beneath the Sea is my good buddy Andrew from Olympus. I don't know if we changed meats in the mermaid sandwich or what. What have we done, Angela?
We did a little rearranging. This is now a new sandwich.
It's now a new
sandwich. We got Andy and Greg.
Oh, okay. It's a different type. It's kind of like a club sandwich of mermaid something. Mermaid. How do you feel about that, Andrew?
Well, I just want to know, am I like the bread or the mustard or the ketchup?
We're in the middle.
Or
the meat. Okay. Of course, we're the men, we're the meat.
Okay,
all right. But
I just wanted to know what my role was.
Yes, exactly. Well, now you know, and if you need to run and get away from me, I can understand. But I'm gonna try to lie. They're blocking you in so you can't get away for the next few minutes. Because we got to talk about these new Olympus cameras. Now, we did a little... You know, a little interview there in Chicago at Our World Underwater about the debut of these new cameras are just getting ready to hit the market. It's been a month. They're out there, ready to be purchased now, ready, hot and heavy, right?
Yes, the cameras are shipping finally. There was a slight delay, but they are in the marketplace now, and they are doing awesome. This camera for underwater is everything an underwater photographer wants. It's a Micro Four Thirds camera. It's really compact. It's got interchangeable lenses. And it shoots raw, and you can use it in manual, and it's got a really, really nice housing with dual fiber optic ports to make easy strobe compatibility. Plus, it's got our RC feature where you can control your strobes from the camera itself. Don't have to reach up to the strobes at all.
Nice.
Really nice feature underwater.
Yeah, now this is the new, higher-end camera. Well, what is the number on this one or the model number?
This is our Olympus Pen EPL1.
Okay, P-E-L-1.
E-P-L-1.
Okay, I'm not even going to try
to...
Yeah, well, that whole dyslexia thing, I'll just mix it up, so I'm just going to go with what you said. But if you go to the Olympus.com website, this is the latest and greatest, not super high-end, but like a step above point-and-shoot, right?
Yeah, go right to GetOlympus.com, and this is perfect for the person that has been shooting with a point-and-shoot camera, wants to move up, and they're not really ready to get a DSLR yet, so this is a bridge product. Can do almost everything a DSLR can without the expense of a DSLR.
Yeah, and it shoots high-definition video.
I'm glad you brought that up. Yes, it does, Greg. High-definition video, and we even have a stereo microphone adapter for it.
Really?
We do.
Yeah, because when you're underwater, you want stereo. Because, like, if we have mermaids and they're talking, you know, you want to have one on the left, one on the right, just like you have right now.
Right, because I'm thinking if I'm swimming between the two mermaids, I would need the stereo effect to hear what they're both saying, right?
This is true. Yeah, this is true. A lot of times I wonder if I want to actually hear them. But that's, and just look, you know what I'm saying? I don't mean, Angela's like kicking me right now. She's like kneeing me in the side.
Yeah. And while we're on the subject of high-definition video, I know you're a big fan of our Stylus Tough cameras.
Absolutely.
We introduced two new Stylus Tough cameras, a 6020 and an 8010, and both of those have high-definition video.
That is truly amazing. And they now, they both use an SD cards. Is that right?
Yes, we switched to SD cards because they're higher capacity, so you can get more video time on them. And the greatest thing, as you know, with Stylus Tough is they're shockproof, waterproof, freeze-proof. At Olympus, we like to call them life-proof.
Yes, well, they're Greg-proof. I can vouch for them in them. As a matter of fact, we're taking some pictures with one right now for the website that you can check out at scubaradio.com, and you'll catch the mermaids. And, oh, yeah, me and Andrew are in there, too. Don't forget. A lot of people oversee that or, you know, overlook that aspect sometimes. I got to point that out. You hear what I'm saying, Andrew?
Absolutely. And I do want to point out to our underwater folks that they both take the same housing, the new PTO 48. So if you want to go below 33 feet, which is the maximum on the 8010, you can put in that housing and go dive into 131 feet.
Nice. And we're giving away an Olympus camera and housing here at Beneath the Sea in New Jersey. So make sure you come on out and see us this weekend if you're in the area. Thanks, Andrew. Good seeing you again. Have fun, buddy.
Great to see you as always, Greg. Take care.
Time to change the meat.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
dive into one of the greatest adventures of your life. Become a real treasure hunter. Spend a week diving one of the richest Spanish galleons ever to be lost at sea with the world's greatest treasure hunters. And take home up to $2,500 worth of treasure. For the first time ever, the public is invited to dive the most famous shipwreck in history, Mel Fisher's Atocha. You'll go behind the scenes on a working salvage boat, recovering treasure and artifacts that are almost 400 years old. You'll learn firsthand all about treasure hunting and historic shipwreck conservation. You'll see the charts and Atocha's treasure manifest. Working alongside Mel Fisher's dive team, you'll have the chance to find your very own piece of history and take home authentic artifacts worth up to $2,500. Trips are limited to 6 weeks each summer, so book your trip today. Call 305-294-5441 or go to melfisher.com. Today's the day.
We've moved on to the exhibit show floor here at Beneath the Sea in New Jersey, largest consumer dive show in the United States of America. And, of course, we're here covering it wall to wall. Now, I've moved down to my friends in Grenada. Peter and Galinda are here shopping their wares, telling everybody about the wonders of this Spice Island. How you guys doing, Peter? How you doing?
Oh, real wonderful. But it's very tough to come from sunny Grenada, far up north here. It's very cold. So, I mean, we can't wait to tell the people how to get down and get some sun.
That's right. You got to share the joy, right, Galinda?
Absolutely, yeah. I'm freezing.
Yeah, it's hard to do that when we're freezing our, you know, off. But, hey, you got to suck it up for at least a couple days and get these folks up in the Northeast to come down to dive Grenada and experience the Spice Island like we did there right before Christmas. I can't wait to come back. We're coming back in August. Are you guys ready? Are we doing anything different when we come back? Are we having a hashing or something or what?
Yeah, we're going to do much more. I mean, we're going to be at the chocolate factory right at the source of the Grenada chocolate. I guess we're going to do a beautiful hash through the rainforest and lots of other activities.
By the way, hashing is a game. It has nothing to do with illegal smoking of some narcotics or something. For people who aren't aware, I'm getting a little bit too worldly when I throw out these terms. You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah, you get well known for this stuff, right?
Yes. But you guys set me on the right path because that was the question I asked when they talked about, hey, we're going hashing. I'm like, hey, I don't know if I can do that. They may not let me back in the country, but it's a game. It's a race kind of thing through the rainforest there.
You wouldn't know until you've done it.
That's right. You got to just try it, and it is legal. That's the bottom line.
You have to do it, and you have to lose your virginity, and then you know what it is about.
Well, yeah, God knows I need to do that. Yeah, ask my wife. Now, you guys are basically telling everybody here in the Northeast about what Grenada offers, diving there, the Bianca Sea, that kind of thing. You're telling them about our little scuba radio adventure in August, I'm sure, as well, right?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we're here to promote the trip as well, and it's going to be a great adventure for everybody. We will be offering a lot of great diving, going to be parties, sightseeing tours, rebreather trial dives, everything.
Yes, now they brought a little taste of the islands with them. We're going to find out what this is next, right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Scuba Steve.
I like his flippers. Does he ever take them off?
No.
How about if he goes bowling? They don't make him wear bowling shoes? They let him wear the flippers?
Yes.
Really?
I took a dive.
in New Jersey at Beneath the Sea, the largest consumer dive show in the United States. BeneathTheSea.org, by the way. Go there online and you can find out more about the show. Come out and join us this weekend as we give away a liveaboard trip thanks to our friends from Explorer Ventures. But I'm hanging out with Peter and Galinda from Aquanauts Grenada. AquanautsGrenada.com. By the way, 10% off your scuba radio adventure with us in August. Code word is mermaid if you book it online. There's a link right there at scubaradio.com. So now you got a little extra incentive to get there and book it and join us for a mermaid adventure on the Spice Island of Grenada. Now, they're here telling everybody about the diving, Gerlinda, and it's one thing to tell them about it, but it's another thing to actually give them a little sample, and that's what you've brought here to Beneath the Sea, right?
Yeah, well, since it's hard to give a sample of diving in Grenada, we brought some goodies and some little sweet stuff, like guava cheese and tamarind, nuts.
You brought nuts from the Spice Island.
Yeah, we are nuts down there. So.
Well, there you go. I didn't. You said it, not me. But it's a good kind of nuts. And but what is this? This is guava cheese.
Guava cheese.
This is a fruit.
Guava is a fruit, and we make a jelly out of it.
Like jelly? Oh my God!
It's good.
Oh my, I'm just rocking them.
Yummy.
All right, you're going to have to do the show for the rest of the afternoon. But, I'm a little busy.
We also have nutmeg syrup. On the island, you get nutmeg ice cream, and you get guava ice cream. My favorite is soursop ice cream.
Yeah. Sour what?
Soursop. You have to try it next time you come down.
Soursop ice cream.
Yeah, soursop is a fruit from in the Caribbean as well.
That is just amazing. You know, and it's a Spice Island because it's so tropical. Where it is on the equator, and I guess the volcanic activity in the soil just make you guys very.
I think it's more historical because it doesn't have the flat land to grow sugarcane, so they found another way to make some living out of it, and they planted spices.
Ah, got it. So when you cruise through the rainforest and some of these plantations they have on Grenada, it's just amazing the smells that kind of just, it's kind of like New York City without the urine and that stuff mixed in with some of the more pleasant smells. You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah, okay. Our mountains are a little bit higher than your skyscrapers.
Yes, well, this is true. And I don't remember smelling nutmeg in Times Square. You get that almond thing.
You can smell all kinds of stuff in Times Square.
Lots of nuts in Times Square, no doubt. But so I guess they got that in common. But they actually grow them there in Grenada.
So bay leaf and cinnamon and nutmeg.
Nutmeg, right. And then the nut balls, what are those things?
That's tamarind nuts.
Yeah, okay, so that's a special kind of nut.
Tamarind is another fruit which grows on the island. It's sweet, and it's mixed with nuts, make it like a tamarind ball.
Nice. I like tamarind balls, nut balls. I'm going to have one of those. I might even have two, just for the experience. But, you know, this is one of the cool things about the island of Grenada, that you can go.
You can't be talking after you took this one.
No? Okay, I better wait for the commercial break for that one. Okay, I will, but it looks delicious. But, you know, that's the thing. On your surface interval, in between diving the Bianca Sea and some of the spectacular reefs and critters, you can go cruise the island and have a surface interval on Grenada that is like no other. AquanautsGrenada.com. Book your scuba radio trip now. Use the code word mermaid, and you could be joining us in August.
Do you want to talk diving or tell Greg the Dive Master he's all wet? Then call Scuba Radio now at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Dominica. You've heard us talk about our amazing adventures in Dominica. Experience the nature island for yourself July 9th through the 18th during Dominica Dive Fest. Buy 5 spots, get 1 free, and many other island-wide specials available. Scuba Radio will be there with mermaids in tow, and you should be too. Groups, dive clubs, buddy teams, or singles, everyone is welcome July 9th through the 18th for Dominica Dive Fest. Go to DominicaDiveFest.com now. That's DominicaDiveFest.com.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
On the line with us is Neil Watson, the depth and distance world record holder for scuba diving. He's also the president of the Bahamas Diving Association. Neil, just what is it about the Bahamas that makes diving there so attractive?
Greg, one of the unique features is our diversity. We're 100,000 square miles, literally 50 miles from the U.S. mainland, whether it's sharks, wrecks, reefs, walls. We have everything that any diver and even a non-diving spouse could ever want for a dive destination.
You can start planning your Bahamas adventure at BahamasDiving.com. The Bahamas, our 700 islands, could change you forever.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio, Divers Consumer Tip number 63. Every attempt to train a catfish to use an underwater litter box is proven unsuccessful.
Hey, hang on, you guys. I'll be right back.
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving safety tip. And in with us today, we have Jeff Myers, the COO and Vice President of Training for Divers Alert Network. You got a boo-boo, Jeff?
No, why?
Well, you've got 6 first aid kits over there, and I'm wondering what's going on.
I thought we'd talk about choosing a first aid kit today, and so I was just going through some of the choices.
Ah, okay. Well, that's actually a good idea. I know just about everyone I know has a first aid kit of some sort, but I can't say that any of us actually sat down and thought about what it should contain.
Well, most folks don't, and that's only natural. First aid kits tend to come prepackaged, and so it's just assumed that the kit will have what it's supposed to have.
But supposed to is a relative term, isn't it?
I'd say more like an incomplete term. What any kit should contain largely depends on the setting in which it will be used and the problems you anticipate having to solve.
Is anything ever simple?
Absolutely. This isn't complicated, just another example of how a little thought can have big benefits.
Okay, so where do we start?
Well, I'd say start general and somewhere in line with your needs and skills. If you want just a few Band-Aids handy, you can get a very basic first aid kit that contains really only that. Band-Aids, some gauze, and maybe some antibiotic cream. You might even want to get a couple to store in different places, you know, one for the house, one for the car, that sort of thing.
Surely you need more than that, though, right?
Well, that's the start. I do recommend that everyone have a good all-purpose first aid kit, and these are generally considered the next step up from the basic. In them, you'll find the tools that will cover a variety of scenarios, from illnesses to cuts to burns and bites, rashes, a pretty wide variety.
Is that what you have?
I actually keep a good all-purpose first aid kit stocked in a central location with several smaller supplemental basic ones stashed in handy places.
What about dive-specific first aid kits?
I'd really suggest having a solid all-purpose first aid kit as your base and then supplement it as necessary with diving-specific considerations.
For example,
you may want to ensure the kit has tools for dealing with hazardous marine life injuries. A lot of first aid kits will have the tweezers we recommend for removing stings, but you may find you'll need to add a razor for shaving the area or a hot pack in case you don't have hot water to soak in. You may want to add a small bottle of hydrogen peroxide or a syringe for irrigating a wound. A lot of divers have taken to adding a resuscitation mask to the repertoire, as well as extra pair of gloves to protect them if they have to lend assistance.
So what you're saying is get a good, solid basis and customize from there.
Exactly. It doesn't take that much.
Well, what else do we need with our first aid kits?
The knowledge to use them. Don't forget that even the most extensive first aid kit isn't going to be very effective if you don't know how the contents should be used. If you're going to invest in a first aid kit, take the time to invest in some training as well.
Wow. If you take a minute to think about what you need, it really isn't that complicated, is it?
Nope. Most first aid kits are intended to provide basic first aid, and it's called basic for a reason.
Basic works for me. Seriously, how many Band-Aids do you have over there? Sometimes you just need a Band-Aid, and sometimes you need a bit more. First aid kits come in a variety of shapes and sizes, and everyone should have one on hand. Take a minute to think about what you need, and then take another to make sure you know how to use it. Do that, and you're guaranteed Dan Good Diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Ah! Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization.
With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
And we are back. Well, we're back with the mermaids. How ironic. I told you I could last for maybe a few minutes, and then I was sucked back in by Angela. She said, Greg, where are you? Come back to me.
Everybody loves the mermaids, Greg. This is where it's at.
That's right. That's right. And Simon from Dominica is with me. Nature Island Dive is his dive operation on that beautiful place. And he decided, hey, the mermaids are out here. And, I got to talk to you if I see the mermaids. Is that the deal? Right, Simon?
Well, I just had to come to Secaucus, New Jersey. I mean, you know, leaving beautiful Dominica and the mountains. And the real reason I came here was not the mermaids. It's just Secaucus.
Okay. All right. The way to cover. You're afraid your wife's listening, right?
No comment.
Yeah, okay. Fair enough. I feel your pain. Now, you know, Simon, you live on the island of Dominica. It's a beautiful, beautiful place. And obviously they're exhibiting here at Beneath the Sea. But, you know, you've created a major problem for me here at Scuba Radio. Do you realize this?
I do, actually, yes. Yeah. There's a lot of people that want to come to Dominica.
Yes, including my entire pod of mermaids. we're having a challenge with all the mermaids we have now. They all want to come to Dominica, and we haven't figured out how to, how to resolve this because there's only so many spots available. I'm guessing, coleslaw wrestling competition? What do you think?
Personally, I don't see the problem, Greg. Bring them all down. Really.
The more the merrier.
Yeah, bring them all down. Bring them all down.
All right, well, yeah, I mean, they
Let's
just need
be selective.
We need just a little, protected cove, I guess, that we can put them in our little corral there and some, off the coast of Dominica. Is that the deal?
Well, we brought two down last year, so I think every year you got to go, double it at least. So,
yeah. Well, they multiply.
Right, exactly.
I don't know, Angela, what do you think?
Hey, the more the merrier. Everybody can come. Come on, everybody. Right.
Yeah, now, we're talking about going to the island, but specifically for Dominica Dive Fest, which is in July. What is it, the 9th through the 18th, something like that?
Yeah, that's right, the 9th through the 18th. So same sort of time frame as last year. And lots of fun events with the mermaids and nighttime festivals and events in the daytime and events with the kids and jewelry and Jewelers International because they were the sponsor last year. So,
right.
So same kind of things this year, and hopefully we'll add a few more things on.
Yes, it's always a great time. We've done it a couple times now, and it's going to be bigger and better than ever. DominicaDiveFest.com. Go there, and it'll get you all the information you need to book a spot for this special week-long event. And what do you think of Yo? You like Yo? She's our new mermaid.
I think excellent. I think she needs to come to Dominica.
Yeah, she hasn't been. She's listening in. She's leaning in. She's like, hey, I want in on this coleslaw wrestling thing. I think I can take these other girls.
I think it's Dominica she likes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's just me.
Girls too, though, by the way.
Yeah, okay, there she goes. She's calling you out.
You have a competition
now. Hey, maybe we have a little preliminary thing right here in Jersey. Yeah, this one might be appropriate. What do you think, Angela?
Whatever.
Oh, okay. Angela's like, I'll take her. I'll take her out. She's fast. She's shorter than Yo, but more nimble.
Hey, I'm training her. This is we play by my rules, okay?
Okay, this is true. She's pulling rank on you, Yo. I don't know.
Girls didn't mean Angela.
Oh, okay. They're so it's going to be like a tag team wrestling match.
Can I be a referee?
Okay, we'll just throw you in the ring. See what happens. Maybe the mermaids will multiply by more. I don't know. All right, more coming up from Jersey. Stay close.
Is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com. But it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why for the second year in a row, we have made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. We're doing 4 weeks on board ourselves this year, and you're welcome to join us on any of these special adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
Radio. Scuba Radio.
For all my pals who live in the oceans and the seas, with prawns like these, well, who needs an enemy?
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We're at Beneath the Sea in New Jersey, hanging out with Simon Walsh right now. He is the man behind the madness there at Dominica Dive Fest, DominicaDiveFest.com. Go there for more information. Join us in July, the 9th through the 18th of July, and we'll have mermaids in tow, all kinds of diving, spectacular diving. I mean, it's funny. We have so much fun with these folks. Sometimes we forget to talk about the main attraction of while we're there. I mean, it's obviously fun to do a lot of socializing, kick back, have a kabuli on the island of Dominica and hang out with our buds like Simon and all the other dive operators there on the island. But the diving there in Dominica is truly remarkable. Some of the best Caribbean diving, or diving period, that I've ever experienced. That's what drew you to the island, right?
Yeah, absolutely. As you're saying, Greg, it's just the colors underwater, I think, on our reefs are really unparalleled anywhere else. And you'll see that on the websites. Anytime you go and look at photos of Dominica's diving, you'll see how amazingly colorful it is. And you're right, we talk about all the fun stuff, but the product that we're actually promoting, of course, is the diving. So if you come to Dominica, you'll have fun with the mermaids and fun on the surface, but you'll see some absolutely superb diving.
Yeah, now, that, of course, we're talking about Dive Fest in July, but and that is a great time to come to the island, especially for diving, because the conditions are really good, I would imagine, just because of the summer season, less wind, that kind of thing. Or is there a better time of year to come to Dominica than any other?
No, not really. It's our conditions as far as diving are good year-round. We have a little bit of windy time around Easter, but the visibility is still good. So visibility is good all year-round. The good thing about July is it's a less crowded time, so there's less people on the island, so you tend to have what few beaches we have, but you'd have them to yourself, and the hikes you'd have to yourself, and pretty much diving, you always have the dive sites. Even in our busy season, we do in a year what some dive shops in the Caribbean do in a month. You know, so we're never that crowded. So
yes,
it's good all year round.
Yeah, you want to get away from it all, then definitely that's a place to do it. And when you get up there and do these surface interval treks through the rainforest and these hot springs and the volcano hot springs, that's just amazing, amazing scenery. And just I can't imagine of a more relaxing way to spend your surface interval. It's quite impressive. You get spoiled by this stuff. Aren't you a bit jaded in that regard now, Simon?
No, we're in New Jersey, so all I want to do now is go back to Dominica.
Okay, he comes to Jersey to ground himself, to make sure he appreciates what he has. Who can blame him? But he's sharing the joy with our Northeastern dive friends as well. All right, look, we got another hour of Scuba Radio coming up. Don't go anywhere. A lot more diving celebrities, friends, destinations, equipment. We got it all right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Each little slug here, cutting a rug here,
under the sea.
Each little snail here, know how to whale here. That's why it's hotter under the water. Yeah, we didn't look here, now we didn't look here,
under the sea.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.